Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Humphrey scoops it up, and throws to third to get Watson, and over to first for two. There's the throw to second to catch Rader. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bailey moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton bunts towards the mound. Forsch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh bunts towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Day reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno is hit by the pitch. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Humphrey and he is out, Torres applying the tag. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-0 in the game. Forsh strikes out. Humphrey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Forsh out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Tommy Helms. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphrey strikes out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres bunts towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. Humphrey moves to second. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stoneman hits a line drive into center field. Here's the throw into the infield and Howard commits an error. Humphrey is thrown out. Stoneman moves to third. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Ken Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsch strikes out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey fires to second and picks off Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch has Bailey trapped. He fires to second, with Metzger covering, who tags Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hazualu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Humphrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Humphrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Norm Miller pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Torres reaches second base with a double. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stoneman bunts towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 1, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.